Now, when you plan for 166, very often the effective figure is slightly less than that. So when we talk about that, that's in the short term. I mean, that's only a few years away. In the longer term, you can expect that figure will be dramatically increased. And I don't believe there will be any abatement in the amount of coal that will go out through the port. In fact, I think it will grow. And if you wanted to pick a figure for the future, you could nearly double that. That's my view. I'm talking about the long-term future, but you could look at that. Total trade through the Port of Newcastle was in excess of 93.3 million tonnes in 07-08, worth $10.3 billion, and that's up 24% on the 06-07 figure. Now, that's dramatic growth. That's really dramatic growth. Major port diversification is occurring with the development of the intertrade terminal on the old BHP site at Mayfield. And that land, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest available portside development on the east coast of Australia. So the potential's there. They don't, as they say, they don't make any more of that. So it's good to have that resource there. You know, I really believe this sort of development is best done in stages, that if you can establish each stage, you step at a time, you don't fall back. Boom and bust is really not what we want. Steady growth is what we want. The coal reserves in the Gunnedah Basin and Wyong will be opening up in the future and exported from the Port of Newcastle. These two areas will initially transport a total of 16 million tonnes per annum by rail. So that's a significant figure. The unfortunate part about that is that everything that comes out of the Wyong coal fields goes through Cardiff, it goes through Katara, it goes through Adamstown, it goes through Broadmeadow. That's got to change. It's got to change. Newcastle Airport will handle close to 1.2 million passengers this calendar year, and that's a conservative figure. It could easily be another 100,000 on top of that. Aerospace industry development is likely to continue to grow with up to 5,000 jobs at Williamtown RAAF operations. They're expanding with the Wedgetail project. The aircraft are late, but the buildings are done and the Hornet upgrade. Now, when I came into office in 1999, the RAAF base employed 2,000 people. Today, it employs 3,500 people, and there's a projection of 5,000 people. That's the RAF operation. That's not the civil side. That's the Air Force. $130 million has been allocated to improve amenities at both Williamtown and Singleton Army Base. The defence industry in the region employs 4,000 defence employees and contractors and injects $200 million per annum in wages into the local economy. So we've got this great economic driver there. And it's just another part of what's driving this region. There are several infrastructure projects currently in progress in the region, and these total around $240 million. The F3 Branxton link, the good old F3, is under investigation through the Lower Hunter Transport Needs Study. And, you know, everybody's just about F3'd out. We've talked about it for so long. But the Lower Hunter Transport Study, I think, will bring us to a point where further development will occur, further progress will occur, and I'm really pleased that that's underway. The F3 Raymond Terrace link is also planned and will commence. Both extensions will reduce congestion on Hunter Roads. And, you know, when you look at that, it's a long time coming, but at least we know the progress is being made. The Pacific Highway at Bulladoola Bypass upgrade to a dual carriageway is underway. There are numerous other road projects, both state and federally funded, for the 07-08 period. Major developments at Charlestown and Honeysuckle are underway. The third Hunter River crossing at Maitland is underway, cost of $65 million. Transport interchange development at Lake Macquarie, worth an estimated $50 million, is in the planning stages. And, you know, you can look at that and say, well, that should have happened by now. But it will happen. That's what's important. These things are going to happen. It's the time frame that we need to address it. $51 million is being spent at the Wheatleys Drive interchange, and that's well advanced. The Toole Street Bridge replacement is well advanced as well, and that's $47 million. Some other significant projects are currently underway, and they include $300 million for Tillagra Dam at Dungog, and that'll secure our water supply for the region for the next 50 years. Now, people are saying, some, not many, certainly not the majority, saying, well, why do you need to do that? But you know, to build a dam and get that sort of project up and running, you don't build it for next year. You build it for the future, and the next 50 years is what we need to be thinking about. The Royal Newcastle Hospital redevelopment by Mirvac is well underway. The Newcastle CBD and Mall redevelopments worth an estimated $500 million is underway. and we're very keen to see the GP2 development in the city progress. The proposed Queensland gas-fired power station in the Upper Hunter is worth $600 million. A new gas pipeline planned for Hunter gas pipeline is worth $850 million. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that list of current projects is proof of the Hunter's strong economy, and we here in the Hunter recognise that. But we need both levels of government to recognise the important role the Hunter plays in the state and national economy to ensure the region will grow and prosper. Some of the activities that HUDC is working towards is a regional corridor strategy, the Hunter and Central Coast looking at issues, that's the land development, the state and federal governments investigating removing rail freight and coal transport from the urban areas of Newcastle, which I mentioned. This could be achieved with a corridor commonly known as the Fassifern Bypass. There's a couple of routes that could take, but they need to put the lines on the map. The implementation of an integrated transport strategy for the region aligned with the Hunter Regional Strategy is essential. The state government facilitating and building the Pennant Street Bridge linking Cardiff Industrial Estate with Glendale Centre is important. Closer cooperation between New South Wales Planning and RTA is essential to ensure projects of the region are delivered ahead of time. Improving rail freight through Sydney and Central Coast is also extremely important, as is the Ardglen Liverpool Range connection for the Gunnedah Basin. Ladies and gentlemen, the level of investment in infrastructure in the region compared to the economic output it contributes to the state and national economy would suggest that our infrastructure has been underinvested in recent years. That's nothing new, but that shouldn't cause us to lose heart. The HUDC will work hard to represent these issues at every opportunity and also engage with other regional stakeholders to deliver united message. When I spoke to you at the last conference here in Newcastle, I put forward the view that to get government to respond, we need good argument, we need cogent argument. It is not just a prerequisite saying we deserve this. What we need to be saying is, here our argument is a good, solid argument, and these will be the results. So what I said at the time, we need to speak as a region with one voice. I still believe that. I still believe that we need to speak as one voice, and in fact we do. But we need to do it more frequently, and we need to do it better than we do at the moment. But I might just support the thoughts suggested by Nick Greiner last night at the dinner, and I quote, "We can't leave things as they are." So ladies and gentlemen, that's the challenge. That's the challenge. It's up to government, it's up to you and me, it's up to industry, it's up to everybody who has an interest in this region and indeed the state and the nation. I'm thrilled to be here with you. Congratulations on being in Newcastle again. I'm really inspired by the matters and the things that you talk about. But last, can I just say, let's forge ahead together, because that's where the future is. Thank you very much for listening.